This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has prohibited gatherings of 10 people or more across the state in hopes of reducing the spread of COVID-19. That's the disease stemming from exposure to novel coronavirus. There are significant exceptions to the state order, but it comes as the number of cases of COVID-19 in Wisconsin has grown to about 90. At a news conference, Evers said the exceptions to the mass gathering plan are for critical functions,
including transportation, child care, hotel, military, law enforcement, food pantries, hospitals, long-term care facilities, utility facilities, job centers, and courts.
A press release from Evers goes on to say that grocery stores, convenience stores, and farmers markets can stay open as long as they close seating intended for consuming food and halt the use of salad bars, beverage stations, and buffets. The governor says all state taverns are now closed, and restaurants can only offer takeout or delivery service. Evers says the crackdown is needed because COVID-19 is spreading with the source of infection unknown.
We are seeing community spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. This means that there are people who have tested positive who have had no exposures to a known case, nor did they travel to a location where there is known community spread. Today we have cases in Milwaukee, Dane, and Kenosha counties indicating that there is community spread happening in Wisconsin.
As of Wednesday morning, Milwaukee County had the most cases, about 40, followed by Dane County with 19, Fond du Lac County with 12, and Waukesha and Kenosha counties with 4. The State Department of Health Services and the State Hygiene Lab at UW-Madison also announced that the state is ramping up its COVID-19 testing and has enough testing supplies for several days. But the Hygiene Lab's Dr. Alan Bateman says the supply chain is fragile.
Because so many other labs nationwide are bringing on and scaling up this testing. This is a nationwide issue, not just Wisconsin.
Bateman says the state is trying to diversify the supply chain, but in the meantime, the state wants to prioritize who gets tested in Wisconsin. Health Services Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard says the message to medical clinics is not everyone needs a COVID-19 test.
People that don't have any symptoms have no reason to get a COVID-19 test. And people who have minimal symptoms like the common cold also likely don't need a test.
Still, it appears the risk of getting coronavirus will be around for a while. Governor Evers has announced that schools in Wisconsin will be closed indefinitely.
In the first executive order around this issue, we had an April 6th deadline. We're removing that deadline just because we don't know if it's a realistic deadline.
Evers did address the issue of economic hardship for families whose jobs have been harmed by the coronavirus outbreak.
To help our workers, we are asking the state legislature to immediately take up legislation to repeal Wisconsin's one-week waiting period for unemployment compensation insurance. In addition, we will issue an order that will waive work search requirements and modify the availability requirements for unemployment insurance benefits for workers impacted by COVID-19.
One thing Evers appears reluctant to change is the state's spring general election day of April 7th, saying it's only a primary for the presidential candidates.
We have lots of other nonpartisan officials at the county level, at the state level, at the local level. And how long do we potentially leave offices not filled?
Evers says more than 500,000 Wisconsin residents have already requested absentee ballots. But Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley said yesterday he'd rather push back the election date and have people be safe. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.